for today's current events. First up, Cambodia, Laos, Singapore, Thailand. These are some of the countries in Southeast Asia that are suffering under a heat wave and a dangerous drought. Temperatures are rising over 112 degrees Fahrenheit in some places. That's setting records. In Malaysia, schools are closing and animals are dying. Wells and lakes are drying up. Vegetables are withering. Same story for crops in Vietnam with the Mekong River at record low levels. And the Indian government says 330 million people, more than the entire population of the U.S., have been affected by drought. So what's causing all of this? Scientists say the blame rests with El Nino. We've talked about this natural climate cycle a lot since last year when it started disrupting normal U.S. weather patterns. This El Nino is tied for the strongest one on record. And even as it weakens and approaches its end, it's still affecting weather worldwide.
We've heard so much talk about El Nino, but what is it? In fact, it's a weather phenomenon that happens between the Pacific Ocean and the atmosphere. It can have an influence on the temperature and the weather all over the world. In the springtime, the trade winds start to relax, and in a normal year, they come back during the Asian monsoon in the summer. During an El Nino year, they don't. In fact, some years, the trade winds can even reverse. That has a huge impact on the Pacific Ocean. During a normal year, warm water is pooled on the west side of the ocean, cooler water on the east side. That results in cooler waters off the coast of California and warmer waters in the western Pacific. During an El Nino year, that thermocline tilt goes away, and so warm water is spilled all the way over to the east side of the Pacific. That increases convection. It also brings thunderstorms to the coast of California and drought to the western side of the Pacific. We all know that El Nino will impact the world. The only question is, how will it affect you?
Yesterday, a group of 9 climbers reached the summit of Mount Everest. More than 4,000 people have done that in history, but this is the first time in over 2 years that anyone's made it to the top. Why? Because in 2014 and 2015, deadly avalanches, one of them the result of an earthquake in Nepal, brought a tragic end to the climbing season. The weather on Everest is generally unpredictable, but so far this year, it's reportedly been pretty good. Still, climbing the mountain is incredibly dangerous, exhausting, and expensive. It can cost anywhere from $35,000 to $100,000 once you factor in the permit, the Sherpas who will assist you, and the supplies. And yet there's no shortage of people who are willing to try each year. A by-the-numbers look now at the tallest mountain on the planet. Everest rises more than 29,000 feet into the sky. To put that into perspective, imagine stacking 20 Empire State Buildings on top of each other. The first people to summit the mountain, Tenzing Norgay and Sir Edmund Hillary, who reached the top back in 1953. The record for most climbs to the summit, Apa Sherpa, who's made it 21 times, and Yuichiro Miura, at age 80, became the oldest person ever to climb Everest. In another proof that age is just a number, Jordan Romero, at age 13, is the youngest person to reach the summit. But the danger remains. More than 225 people have lost their lives trying to climb the mountain.